Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So this Florida man, he took a bite out of a deputy's head. Oh my gosh, he does look like a big dude. He's at least, what, 6'1", 6'2", but he's a big dude. Florida deputy's recovering. He was attacked by a drugged-out volunteer at the Vortex Springs Soul Fest. And Holmes County Sheriff's Office says that the volunteer attacked a deputy and bit a chunk out of his head while trying to grab his gun. The deputy was on walking patrol at the festival. He tried to fight off Anderson and tased him before he was restrained by several other deputies. Oh, they say Anderson, this guy who bit him, this James Anderson, was under the influence of PCP, LSD, ketamine, mushrooms, and ecstasy. Save some drugs for the other people, dude. Good night.
He looks like an extra on like Sons of Anarchy.
I mean, look how huge he is. If you're watching the simulcast, Juan's preparing this guy's as his mugshot. And he looks like he's kind of smiling. I don't know what his expression is. He's a big dude. And he literally bit a chunk off of this deputy's head. He tried to eat that deputy. He tried to eat that nice patrol deputy. So he's charged with aggravated battery of a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest. Wait, so you could bite a chunk of
flesh
off a deputy's head and it's okay.
Aggravated battery.
Just aggravated battery. Okay. I don't know. Is there like a elevated thing you can put on it? Like he tried to eat someone. I don't know.
It's just aggravated battery.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, I got a question about that. So this, let's see, of course my Google Doc froze. So one other headline here real quick. If I can get it to pull up, because now nothing wants to work. So we got this guy. We have a guy who was on Adderall psychosis. We did the snake in his pants guy. Oh my gosh, everything froze. So this is a shirtless Florida man with Wendy's beef caught on camera threatening to rob the restaurant. No, we didn't. We mentioned we were going to do it. Oh, okay. It took a frosty turn. Get it? Frosty turn. Ha ha, Wendy's frosty. He had a problem. He threatened to rob the restaurant. He used fingers as makeshift guns. And he ordered from the drive-thru first, and then he went in. Like, why would you do that? And according to Highland County Sheriff's Office, he told the employee he was going to rob the restaurant. It didn't work, so he was totally taken into custody. Our partners over at Kel-Tec, the Sub-2K, this is a great 9mm carbine, and if you have not gotten yours yet, you definitely should. The Sub-2K Gen 3 has been shipping now for a while, and it folds in half with a single twist and fold motion in either direction. You don't have to attach and reattach and detach your favorite optics anymore. The previous iterations you did, you don't have to with this Gen 3. It takes Glock 19 mags. It fits flush. And Glock 17 stick mags also fit with a mag extending past the grip. They have a redesigned mechanics on the trigger, so you get a lighter 5-pound pull. The action's updated. The operating handle, easier to rack. Internal buffer, softer recoil. It's a great carbine, and quality, very innovative, the performance, and it's super affordable. It's Kel-Tec's Sub-2K Reed Sub-2000 Gen 3. Easy to store, easy to deploy, great accuracy, fun on the range, and everywhere else. From Kel-Tec, made in America, family-owned, based in Florida. To learn more about the Sub-2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Governor Mills signing an executive order at Maine DOT in Augusta, alongside female leaders in Maine's construction industry. The executive order will kickstart data collection in collaboration with partners in the construction industry and implement grant programs to incentivize the hiring of women, while providing supportive services that recruit and retain women in the construction industry.
And there are qualified women across Maine who belong in fields dominated by men. And I want to knock down the barriers that are keeping them from pursuing these good-paying jobs in construction with good Maine employers.
There's already some work being done across the state to invite women to work in construction. Associated General Contractors of Maine helps run career day events for teens and a registered pre-apprenticeship through Maine Construction Academy.
This year, as we reviewed the applications, we had almost 30% of our participants were female this year, which is a significant improvement over what we've seen for construction industry participation in the past.
Laura LeBove owns her own construction company called Sopo Cottage. She helps organize volunteer opportunities called Women Build Day through Habitat for Humanity. Okay. It gives women an opportunity to gain hands-on experience in construction.
We have women of all different experience levels, but many are novices. They've never held a drill. They've never held a saw. And we teach them how to do that as part of the build day. And they get to experience it firsthand.
They come in the morning. I just feel like that feeds stereotypes in a way. Yeah, because, you know, you solve societal problems with more government. That's the way you do it. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Top of the second hour. You can listen coast to coast. You can stream the radio program as well. We're also on X. You can find us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. So this was in Maine. They signed this executive order. They're trying to make the construction industry, excuse me, what they said is more inclusive. It's exclusive? Like what? What do you mean? Like they're barring women from working? So they have this direct order, or this order is going to direct state agencies to collaborate with businesses and partners to identify opportunities and incentives. And they said that they are also, with this, giving out grants. So this is government money, you know, government grants to companies that incentivize hiring female construction workers. And she thinks, you know, the construction industry is dominated by men because of sexism. Now, taxpayer dollars to incentivize this. And then that's going to just be the panacea. Government money, government solutions for, first off, so much of this comes down to nature and what women want to do and what they don't want to do, right? There's a reason why, for instance, you have more female manicurists than male manicurists. I mean, there's like different, there's like a reason why some, it comes down to nature and what, and by the way, who cares? Oh my gosh, here's a crazy thought. I know this is nuts, no pun intended, but just bear with me. Instead of incentivizing hiring female construction workers, maybe incentivize hiring good construction workers. What? I know, it's kind of crazy. But maybe the emphasis could be on merit and not what your sex organ is. Right? Does that make sense? It's kind of crazy, isn't it? It's a little crazy. I get it.
You sound like a bigot.
Is it bigoted to say we should hire merit over focusing on whether or not the applicant has a vagina? Or is it bigoted to say we should focus on whether or not the applicant has a vagina and not their merit? Because then it's, I mean, which is actually bigoted?
That last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like that's, if you were going to be a bigot, that sounds like that's the way you would go with that. I don't think that there's sexist barriers. Can I just be real? I got family at work in construction. I mean, it's hard work. And it's just, there's just certain things that are more appealing to dudes. And you know what? That's okay. That's not, why, I don't know why the measure of strength in a woman is always defined by male parameters. And it's not men who establish this. It's women who establish it. Women insist on defining equality by whether or not a woman can operate the same according to a measure of a man, instead of recognizing and celebrating the unique strengths of women, because there are a lot of things that women can do that men simply cannot do. And I'm not just speaking of biological functions. So why isn't it, I mean, if it's about equality and if it's about empowering women, then why isn't the measure of a woman ever actually applied and used as often as the measure of a man is to determine whether or not a woman is truly equal? That's just such nonsense. It's a betrayal of the very movement that they're pushing. They say that it's about empowering women and making things equal for women, but you're not going to make anything equal for a woman by always defining them by a man's characteristics, right? Like, you're not going to sit here and measure not whether a fish and a dog are the same by measuring whether or not the fish can actually operate by the same parameters as a dog can, or, you know, so on. It's just so goofy, right? This is so dumb. Like, why is, and it's a, and it actually betrays, I think, the motive of what this whole movement is. This isn't about equality. It's not about any of those things. Just make it, how about you have it based on merit? I would hate, and I say this as a woman in an industry that is absolutely dominated by men. Dominated. Talk radio is dominated by men. And a lot of people say it's an old boys club. And there's things that women won't get invited to because it's dudes. I don't ever look at it. I don't look at everything through the through the lens of sexism. I look at it through merit. And I get really, I'm probably snottier and more braggadocious than a lot of the dudes in the industry. Oh, I freely admit this. In fact, one of them got really mad at me because I joked that my cigar was bigger. And they got mad at me, and they're like a talk radio host, and they will not talk to me anymore after years of being friends. I was like, dude, I did not realize you were so sensitive. I was just joking with you. I asked him why he was being such a female copulatory organ about it. And this is me, though. This is just how I am. But I, you know, I'm joking about it. And it's very tough. One of the things that I've always maintained is that I don't ever want any achievement, any recognition, or any accolade because I'm a chick. That to me is the most insulting thing you can do to me professionally. Because I got to where I got in my career, not because I'm a woman. Now, does being a woman help? It sure as hell does. It's an interesting give and take. It benefits you in some ways to be unique, and it kneecaps you in other ways to be unique. Like, for instance, this microphone that I'm talking to on right now, this is a specially constructed microphone. No one else in the business has a mic like this. Kane's dad actually plated it. It's my platinum mic. It's not my golden mic. It's my platinum mic. But we had to have it wired differently because when you are in talk radio, one of the ways that they gauge your audience and your reach terrestrially is they basically now have devices that can, you know, pick up your voice. But a woman's voice is pitched naturally higher than that of a man's voice. And a lot of these, you know, these readers do not pick up female voices. So it actually will penalize your voice. And so my husband actually rewired this whole mic. So it forces my voice to be registered by these readers. It doesn't lower my voice. I mean, this is the timbre of my voice, but it actually makes it to where, in layman's terms, it can be picked up. So I'm in an industry that's already dominated by men. I mean, this industry that I am in is more dominated by men than the construction industry is dominated by men. If you look at, you know, go down to the actual numbers. There aren't a lot of ladies in talk radio, and most of us, we all know each other. And I would never want to have any kind of anything given to me because I'm a woman. I want to earn it. I want to know that I am the best because I am the best. I want to be number one in my day part because I get the most ears and eyes. I want to know that I've earned everything and didn't have it given to me, because that's a false achievement. And that doesn't go towards building you up. It doesn't give you an accurate measure of how well you're doing professionally or anything else. It's a lie. And then you're lying to yourself. And then you're betraying yourself, which is that not the complete antithesis of what all these feminists claim that they want? So why would you do that? I can't stand it. I've had people refer to me and say, oh, she's the number one female talk radio. I just want to be number one. So we're number one in our day part. In this time slot, which we've occupied, you know, for years now. And so when I see stuff like this, I feel like I'm in a pretty credible position to say it's nonsense. To say that you don't need to have these like bumpers in the bowling alley. You don't need to have this. Just be good at what you're doing. We don't live in a society anymore. And again, I can say this and I will fight anybody because I've lived it. Being in a male-dominated industry, we do not live in an environment to where you have to have these crutches anymore, ladies, in order to succeed in your industry. If you are good and you are tenacious, you'll last. I've been in boardrooms with dudes who were twice my age that have, you know, I don't get offended if someone's like, oh, honey, or whatever, because I can punch back as soon as I, as good as I can get. And I actually enjoy it. So I don't ever take no offense to it. And I don't look to constantly be offended. But a lot of chicks today do. And they look at that as though it is, they look at that as a way to leapfrog themselves forward instead of just relying on their merit. If you can make someone feel as though that they have wronged you, then they will give way to you. That's not a true victory. Maybe it's a psyop, but it's not a true achievement. Because I hate all this stuff. It's, chicks are so manipulative. Oh my gosh, they are. We are.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, an Amazon delivery driver, this is a WDBJ, this television network. There was an attempted carjacking. An Amazon driver shot and killed an armed carjacker Saturday evening. Cleveland police said the driver was working in the area just after 4 p.m. when they were approached by somebody who was armed. The Amazon worker told police that the person held them at gunpoint and they were while they were trying to steal the vehicle. Guns save lives, by the way. Guns save lives. So this driver was like, yeah, it's not happening. You're not going to do this. This MIT becomes the first. This is huge. They become the first elite university to ban these stupid diversity statements. This is being described as a watershed moment. Massachusetts Institute of Technology has officially ended the use of diversity statements for faculty hiring, making it the first elite private university to backtrack on the practice that's been roundly criticized as a political litmus test. So Consumer Reports is petitioning to changes for cars because they say there's cancer-causing chemicals in car seats. So basically, they're acting like if you've ever sat in a car, been in a car, whatever, you could have the cancers. They say it's a safety feature. They found 99% of car seats are covered in this flame retardant chemicals that contain carcinogenic stuff. Great. Everything is going to kill you. Everything's going to kill you. Everything will kill you. This is a great story. Let's start this one. This is a dealership in Southwest Michigan. A man stabbed himself at a dealership in Calhoun County, Michigan. This was just on Monday. Sheriff's deputies were called to this dealership. They said that this 48-year-old guy entered, asked about a vehicle donation, became confrontational, and then presented an X-Acto knife and stabbed himself in the abdomen several times. They called 9-1-1. Dude, I mean, that's like the worst way to commit seppuku. They called 911. Deputies were dispatched. He was taken to the hospital. Obviously, they're going to seek mental health treatment for him because good night. That sounds, yeah. And a Wisconsin 8th grader took the wheel of his school bus because the driver lost consciousness. Wow. So this was in April. AC Holland III, 8th grade in Glendale, Wisconsin. He got on the bus to go home. The driver was fine, apparently, said all the students. And then Holland said that put on headphones. Things took a bad turn. This is such a crazy story. Holland said the bus driver all of a sudden looked sick or tired and her head dropped. So when he got in, he put his headphones on and he was sitting there, you know, going for the ride home. And he happened to look up and he saw the bus driver's head kind of start to droop. You know how some people are sitting up and they kind of start going to sleep? And he said that then she flew by the street that normally she's supposed to turn on to let kids off. And he said she turned the corner. There's another street that we turn on and she just went past the corner. And he goes, I look back at her. She didn't respond. And he goes, I was scared. He goes, he rushed forward. He tried to get her foot off the gas and apply the brakes and then safely park the bus. He told the other students to call their families. He contacted 911 and his grandmother, who is a nurse. And so wow. Think about that. Like, this 14-year-old sprung into action, stopped the bus, then had the presence of mind to be like, I'm going to call 911, then my grandmother, the nurse, all you kids, you need to be calling your families and letting them know that you're not going to be getting home on the bus. They're probably going to need to come. I mean, he was like already like staging everything. That was great. I feel like this 14-year-old's got a bright future ahead. I'm just saying. That's the kind of kid you want in a foxhole with you. Disney Plus and Star Wars. Golly, they just really want to ruin all this, don't they? So apparently there's an animated series called Tales of the Empire that is on Disney Plus. And the show features a non binary character that uses they, them pronouns. And I don't know why that's essential to the story. And it's this. I have not read anything about this. I just kind of avoid the Star Wars stuff anymore. But it's this character that has a lightsaber, and we got a clip of it, but they use they, them pronouns. Yeah, let me know when we have those. And it's, I just don't know why this is necessary for a kid's show. Like, oh, we can't actually play because it's because they'll sue us. That's right. I don't know why we, I, so they have this, how funny is that? It's news and it's fair use.
Yep.
But they are such litigious bastards at Groomer Mouse Kingdom that they will demonetize everything we do and give us, they'll issue a C&D and all this stuff.
Yeah. YouTube and Facebook are happy to do it.
Yeah, and YouTube and Facebook go right along with it. We have to fight this stuff every single day. You don't even know how many notices we get a week. Even if it's like fair use, right? It's crazy how all of this, it's just gotten so litigious and so ridiculous. It's wild. Like, what was it? What was the thing that we got the notice about? And it was in the background.
It was. Remember when the guy was waking up those protesters?
Oh, yeah. The guy, this was at one of the, it was at Columbia. And one of the guys used Good Morning Vietnam. Yep. And then they had like a rooster call and all of that. Well, they demonetized the whole thing and gave us a strike and sent us and all of this because that was part, and we had to contest it. That's like what we have to do like every week, multiple times a week. We got to deal with this stuff. Even though it's fair use, but, you know, heaven forbid. So this, I don't know why they put this in there. Why the hell do you need this stuff in here? See, this is why people are like, May the 4th be with you. Oh, by the way, here's your pronoun stuff. Why do you have to have a character that has it's episode 5 of the series, and they have like 6 shorts, and this character is about to surrender to this Jedi hunter. It's an Inquisitor. And another Inquisitor strikes down the Jedi with a lightsaber. And the Inquisitor goes, they're still alive. We need to help get them to the ship. We can save them. And they keep going, let them die. It's not worth the trouble. They were about to surrender. The Inquisitor argues. And they keep using they, them. And then apparently it came out that J.J. Abrams, who's apparently like just an absolute SOB, was saying that he had bragged that the rise of Skywalker would include like a scene between like a gay same-sex kiss or whatever. And then and then he said it was important that, you know, alphabet, including the T's, be represented. And so I guess, and then they said that for the Trans Day of Visibility, the official Star Wars Instagram account they were unveiling and highlighting 2 trans non-binary Jedi. Seriously? 2 trans non-binary Jedi. By saying you're non-binary, you're binary. Because now you're saying that there's binary and non-binary, which is binary. Your Jedi mind tricks won't work here.
But it feels good.
Yay, all the feels. Oh, but that's yay. Now, one other thing. Our Department of Interior, speaking of culture, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland was asked, because they have this thing where they keep talking about sustainable recreation. What does that mean? What if you hear sustainable recreation? I don't know exactly what that. They talk about increasing outdoor access, improving recreational opportunities. Why is the government doing anything like that? Why? They have a whole sustainability subsection on their website, and they talk about improving social, economic, environmental performance and access. Are they trying to argue that like minorities can't access the outside? I mean, just to boil it all down, that's what it reads as.
Wait, so they don't even know what computers are or what the outside is?
What? So in 1 week, the left is arguing that not only do minorities not know what a computer is, they also don't know what the outside is.
What the heck have they been paying attention to if they haven't been outside?
Good thing that Democrats are there to help. Democrats, they're there to help those dumb minorities who don't know anything about technology or the outdoors. That's what it sounds like.
But how much more blatant does the racism have to be before people recognize it for what it is?
Again, Trump literally ate a taco salad and said happy Cinco de Mayo, and the left lost their ever-loving mind.
He became Hitler that day.
Oh my gosh, no, he was worse than Hitler that day. People are actually saying this. You guys remember that? They lost. He ate a damn taco salad and was all happy Cinco de Mayo, and everyone's like, whoa, he's a racist!
The left can say they know nothing of the outdoors or of computers.
Yeah.
And everything's fine.
I don't understand these people. I don't understand. I don't get any of this. Yeah, I was looking at the proactive, sustainable, and environmental practices, and then access, like socioeconomic. What does that even mean? What is this so all word salad?
Hunting. Hunting's considered a way to.
I'm all for getting more people to hunt.
Sustainable recreation.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, such a, these buzzwords. And Deb Haaland was asked about it. And she's like, I have no idea. I don't know. I can't define what it is. She can't define what that is. Did you guys hear this story? And this is one of those, like, it's almost like a guilty pleasure story to read about. It's not really political, but it is cultural. I am fascinated by people's fights on social media. I usually don't get in them, but I do like watching it. And there was this big thing that exploded on Instagram where this chick who married this billionaire's family, and this dude looks like he's kind of soft, Catherine Asplund, very interesting last name, billionaire family. She married the heir of this family, and she found this lady on Instagram who has the same name as her, Catherine Asplund. And she went viral because she started harassing this chick, demanding that the chick give up her Instagram name, and her messages to her went everywhere. She said in her messages, "Hi, I was wondering if I could purchase your username for you. Just got married, and this is my new name." And the lady goes, "Oh, congratulations! That's my name too. I googled it, and it said selling my username would get me banned from Instagram." And the Asplund lady goes, "Well, I purchased my username in the past, and actually that's not true. Celebrities do it all the time. That's how they have their names. So weird. I didn't know there were any other, like, you know, named families out there." And then she goes, "Is there anywhere I can get you to change your username one more time?" And the other lady says, "No." And then she goes, "I don't believe that that's your actual name. Like, who would make that their actual name? I reported you to Instagram and they're able to tell me your real name. And I really hope I don't know you because that's going to be really embarrassing for you." And the other lady's just not entertaining it. She was like, "You can report me." And she goes, "Just did, and my fiance is too." And she's like, "Well, you're asking me to do something to get my account banned." And she goes, "Well, you're pretending to be someone you're not." She's like, "My name is actually Catherine Asplund also." And she goes, "Well, which is illegal?" She's like, "No, you're trying to harass me about purchasing my name." And so then she demands that this lady give her proof that that's her actual name. And she says, apparently the other lady's not even American. And now the story is everywhere. Now imagine you're this chick, you hit the jackpot, you marry this softy billionaire's family, and then you acting like an ass to strangers is just right after your wedding is out there for everybody to see. I mean, that's like really, you know, you can't just act like that. And oh my gosh, like what's wrong with these people? I had to share that story with you because I was greatly entertained. It was one of those things that just took me away from the horrors that is the economy. The horrors persist and so must I. All right, we got to get moving. Steve wants to know what C-3PO's pronouns are. Beep bop.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.